powerful and trample on the poor. But on this plain, all valleys are exalted and all mountains are made low, so that we all walk together in equality in the circle of divine brotherhood. But in order to reach that plane, we got to climb the mountain. We got to struggle against trial and tribulation. So the other verse of the Holy Quran that I thought of as I looked at you and looked at myself too: seek assistance through patience and prayer. When things don't go the way you would like them to go, and you are righteous, and you desire for righteousness to rule, seek assistance through patience and prayer. And in time, if you don't flee from the truth, because you know the truth is here. Never has a truth been clearer than the truth that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad is bringing. But if everything is not as clear as the truth, then seek assistance through patience and prayer, and in due course, it will get clearer and clearer and brighter and brighter. So I'm going to leave you, brothers and sisters, that today we had a jubilee. And what the chief minister is bringing us into is a union of religious and righteous people all over the earth. In our prayers, the Muslim says, greetings are for Allah, also prayers and good deeds. Peace be upon us. Or peace be upon you, O messenger. Peace be upon us and all the righteous servants of Allah. The Honorable W.D. Muhammad says, when we say that prayer, we're not only praying for Muslims. We're praying for people who are Christians, who believe in Almighty God, and don't want to set up a partner with God, and are trying to live a righteous life. We're praying for those who are Jews, who believe in Jehovah, and want to live a righteous life. We're praying for those who are Buddhists and Hindus, whom Almighty God stands off from and sees the righteous intent of their heart. And they're trying to serve God in their own way. They just haven't come to the mother plane yet. But Allah hears them, and He answers their prayers. So when we pray, we're not only praying for Muslims, we're praying for the righteous servants of Allah wherever they may be found. And this broadens your scope, brother and sister. It makes you come out of that narrow bag, making you think that everybody is only righteous if they think the way you think or do the way you do. There's a whole lot of righteous people in the world, brother and sister. All praise is due to Allah. So walk on, Muslims. Yes, this is our day. This is the day that Master Elijah Muhammad made. Prayed for, but it just wasn't in the plan that God should permit him to see this day. W.D. Muhammad knew this truth over 20 years ago. But look at what a mighty man he is. He traveled like a woman in pain to be delivered, but the courage of the man, the strength of the man, the patience of the man made him hold his mouth. Until the proper time, because he knew that two things can't occupy the same space. So when God pleased to take his father away, God didn't leave us aimless. Here comes the son with a greater illumination. And now those who are stuck in the first resurrection, may God help you to see that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad is what you've been looking for. In fact, if Elijah Muhammad was here right now, he would sit down and say, go on, son, I'm behind you. Listen now, some of you brain, spooky-minded brothers and sisters, who may be sitting around here waiting for this thing to tilt in another direction, you can forget it, brother and sister. This truth that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad is teaching, if you take it and believe in it, you can go anywhere in the world. It's a ticket. It's a door opener. Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. And if you don't think so, look at the sheikh that came from the east. And you see his picture holding hands with the chief. I was blessed to be there. And my eyes came open. I saw something and I heard something. The man said, and I quote, he said, I am prepared to build this mosque. There was an architect that drew the mosque. The mosque is so beautiful. It has a school and a hospital and a mosque, and the minaret on the mosque is so tall that when built, it will overlook the city of Chicago. Listen, this sheikh said, I don't know how much it will cost. He said, but I've deposited $1 million in the bank to get started on the construction of this mosque, and I am prepared to pay the whole cost myself. Now, you who read scripture, did you not read in the scripture where the wise men saw his star in the east and came to the west where the baby was in the manger? And when they came where the baby was, if it was a real baby, they would have brought him a milk bottle. But what did they bring this baby? They brought him gold. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Sisters, the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad in 1957 held up a picture of an architect's drawing of a mosque, a school, and a hospital. And in 1957 in a church, 58, pardon me, in a church on South Park Avenue in Chicago, Master Elijah Muhammad said, David gathered the material, but his son built the temple. He said, and I quote, I may not live to see this, but my son will build the temple. Now his son is here. And the sunlight of truth have risen upon us, brother and sister. So if we deny this light and run back into the darkness, if we deny this bright light of truth and run back into the decadence of yesterday talking about, baby, this is the second res, and go back to living beyond the first. If we deny this bright light of truth and make sport and play our goal when the world is coming away from that under the sound of this mighty voice and trumpet of truth, if we who hear it first don't hear it in our hearts and act accordingly, then the first will be last and the last will be first. Because everyone out there that's reading the Bilalian news, they are coming up unencumbered. They read what Muhammad says, and they say, good God, this man is telling the truth. And then they peep over at the mosque, and they go back and they read some more what the chief say, and they peep over at the mosque, and the words are spreading inside the prisons, and the brothers and sisters in jail don't understand what's happening. They say, is it a new moral code? There is no new morality. It's the same old moral law that God gave to all of the righteous. But it must be imposed by us on ourselves. So if somebody outside of us imposes morality on us, then we are still children. But when we grow up and recognize that Master Elijah Muhammad, who taught us a moral law, taught us a right law, we don't want to change the law. We want to grow up under that law, in that law, to live that law, and let your light shine, that the world may see your good work. For what man having a light will put it under a bushel basket? New York, you a mighty city. New York, you are a light for others. Take your light out from the bushel basket. Take your light out from the dark corner. Take your light out from the shut off room. Lift up your lamp here. Put the light back in your consciousness. Lift up your light and go up on the mountaintop with your light. For the world is in darkness and waiting for you. Some of you are looking at me and say, who you think you are? Man, shoot. Let me tell you something. Farrakhan ain't going to change except for the better by the help of God. I can't come in your midst and say things to please you. I got to say what I believe in my heart is right. Whether we like it or not, it don't make no difference to me. Praise due to Allah. Some of you still existing in an old criminal mind. You think you can chump people off today, make people afraid with some bull whip and bull something else. No, brother and sister, all that day is over. You can't frighten an ant. He'll jump up and bite your backside. So today there ain't no win except in right. There is no might except in right. And that's what the chiefs stand on. And any of you that got a misconception, I'm here to tell you, the chiefs stand for right. The chiefs stand on truth. The chiefs stand on justice. The chiefs stand on a high morality. So we all got to measure up to the chiefs. May Allah bless us to do that. Seek assistance through patience and prayer. Your light is on, number 7. Your light is on. Keep turning it up. Brighter and brighter. Back your minister. Back your minister. Ali Rashid. Back him. The chief sent him to you. He knew what he was doing. All of the ministers in the other areas, let there not be this division. Let there not be my mosque and your mosque and this mosque and that mosque. God is one. Have you forgotten? But if God is one, he don't recognize fractions. We got our factions. We got to come together as a whole, as a unit. Ali Rashid is your minister. You say, well, I don't follow nobody but the chief. That's a liar. Sometimes we throw that up as an excuse to disrespect leadership. Brother Honorable W.D. Muhammad is telling you, brother and sister, and the Holy Quran is still here. Respect those in authority over you. That's the book. Respect those in authority over us. Your minister is worthy of that respect. He has a hard job to do, and he can't do it by himself. He needs every one of you. All the ministers in the local mosque, they need your help, Muslims. Back them, support them. The secretary needs your help. The captains need your help. But by the same token, Let us not pay lip service to the first resurrection or to the second resurrection while we live in the first. Don't be listening to the roster to see whether a man is preaching the first and you handling the people according to the, or see if he's preaching according to the second and we're handling people according to the first. Everything got to grow. Every department has to grow. I better get out of here. I'm gone. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. And if some of you find something wrong with what I'm saying, and you go home and check out your mind, and you find a devil there. So glad the chief minister stopped us from calling white folks devils, I don't know what to do. Because as long as we were calling the white man a devil, we were blind to a devil within ourselves. And let me tell you something, brother, you ain't got no devil worse than that devil, that beast, that serpent that's right within our own makeup.
That's right, brother.
And if we can conquer that serpent within, there ain't a living serpent nowhere that can bother us.
Right.
Remember that, brother and sister. So I understand we're in a jihad here, number seven.
Right.
I understand that Ali Rashid has sounded the call for jihad.
That's right.
Well, take it on up.
Yeah.
The greatest war we'll ever fight is when you get in a rumble with yourself. And let me tell you something, you have never seen a more slippery dude than when you try to get a hold on yourself and pin some of that foulness of ourself down. You find a snake kind of come up and slip right on out. I see I must have overstayed my time. The charity bucket came down. But that's a mentality. I was calling jihad. But let me say this. I wasn't calling for that kind of jihad. I know we can't move with our money. I know that. But the first jihad is a jihad on self. You know I wasn't talking about that kind of sacrifice. I was talking about letting us get our own individual house together. Then it's easy to get the whole house and the whole world together after this self is remade. So may Allah bless you in your jihad. And I want us all to get behind the trial of our innocent brother. Brother Captain Ali. Brother Captain Ali is innocent as God himself is innocent. And all of us should feel compelled to do everything in our power to back this brother, his family. You know, God sent this thing right at this time. I don't have anything to say on it. But they waited an awful long time to bring this trial back. They thought that we would sleep in the house. But Allah always sends winds on his servants to let his servants know he's still with you. You are favored, number seven. Go on and take your favorite spot. I thank Allah for your backing, Brother Minister Rashid. I see you up on the charts. Knocking Philadelphia every now and then. But you might as well go all the way. Because ain't nothing supposed to be in front of seven. Even though I'm from number two, seven is so mighty, nothing is supposed to come in front of her but two.
I'd like to thank Minister Farrakhan for his timely comments. And it was medicine for us all. May Allah continue to bless you, Brother Minister. May Allah continue to bless you. I'm sure that will please our minister. Brothers and sisters, we have a few brief announcements and we'll be on our way. But first of all, how many are here for the first, second, or third time? Can I see anybody raise your hand? Will you please stand? All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, if I'm not mistaken, were you given a card when you first came in? Were you given a white card? Will you please hold it up if you have it? Hold your hand up if you do not have the white card. If you do not have the white card, please hold your hand up. Okay. Brothers and sisters, that if you desire to be a part of this movement that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is the leader and teacher of, and if you believe in truth and desire to stand up for truth and practice truth under his guidance, then you can fill that card out, and then the brother to your right and the sister to your left will receive it on your way out. So you can sit down and fill it out if you like. Thank you. The Muslim Parents Teachers Association invites parents and teachers and all concerned Bilalians to the second monthly parent-teachers reunion of all the boroughs, which meets on the fourth Tuesday of each month in different boroughs. This meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 25th, 1976, at Woody Crest Mosque, number 7D, at 7 p.m. sharp. There will be a special announcement regarding the opening of Sister Clara Muhammad's elementary and secondary school for the year of 1976. We look forward to seeing all the parents and all the family and in the community on Tuesday here at Woody Crest Mosque on 161st Street and Woody Crest Avenue. Thank you, Muslim Parents Teachers Association. There will be a citywide meeting of the Department of College Relations of Malcolm Shabazz Mosque. The meeting will be held on Saturday, May 29th, 1976 at Malcolm or Muhammad's Mosque, number 7D, located at 9936 Woody Crest Avenue, Bronx, at 4 p.m. sharp. All those who are college students, please come on out and hear the program for this coming year. Thank you to the Department of College Relations. Our Salam restaurant menu for today, lamb chops, roast chicken, lamb ribs, curried rice, all are served with string beans, corn, brown rice, and cream potatoes. Salam punch, the dessert are fruit salad and banana pudding. That sounds pretty good. Sounds all right, doesn't it? I think so too. Due to an anticipated strike at Harlem Hospital, believers are advised to attend the mentioned hospitals for their medical needs. These hospitals are Sydenham Hospital, Columbia Medical Center, and Mount Sinai Hospital. You have been advised of this matter due to the probability of violent occurrences for crossing the picket lines. Adhere to these instructions until this matter has been fully resolved. That was a good announcement. I have a few more. Please be patient. And I just want to commend everyone on the calmness that we feel in the mosque. This is very, very beautiful, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you. The last performance of Jemima is tonight. Special, it costs $3. Generally, it was costing $5. Is that right?
Right.
Well, tonight is a special. It costs $3. This is the play written by our sister, Martha 7X. It starts at 8:30 at Harlem Performance Center, 137th Street and 7th Avenue, or Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. That's tonight at 8:30, $3. It's not, yeah, it sure did. A lot of walk by. We'd like to recognize our brothers and sisters who are conscious of the work of helping and backing the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad in effort to spreading the truth in Islam here in the community. For FOI, we'd like to recognize our brother who is consistently on the case. Brother Muhammad Bilal brought 14 guests. Allahu Akbar. Brother Harvey Mubashir Akbar brought 3 guests. Very beautiful. Is Brother Harvey here? Brother Lieutenant Bilal, will you please raise your hand or stand, please? There's Brother Harvey. Please remain standing until we finish calling the names, and please hold the applause, please. Brother Irving 6X2, is Brother Irving here? Brother Naheed Rashid Muhammad brought one. Brother Abdullah Bashir Akhtar brought one. Are you here? Please stand. Please stand. Also for our sisters, Sister Ursula X, Sister Laverne Smith, pardon me, Sister Ursula X brought two guests. Will you please stand, Sister Ursula? May Allah bless you. Sister Laverne Smith brought one guest, and Sister Bonnie 6X brought one. It's Bonnie and Sister Laverne here. Please stand. Let's give them all a round of applause. Very beautiful. We'd like to recognize them. Sister Roulette Carney from Mosque number 26, San Francisco. Will you please stand as I call your name out? Hold the applause until we complete the list. Thank you. Sister Sharon Richardson, please stand. Remain standing. Sister Sharon Richardson from Ashbury Park. Sister Karima Hassan from Ashbury Park, and Sister Patricia 4X from Mosque number 13, Springfield, Massachusetts. Let's give them all a round of applause. Thank you. Also, we want to recognize, I know time is on us, but we always want to do and give proper respect to our brothers who are visiting us and also sisters. Please remain standing as we call out your name, please. Brother Zaid Muhammad from Newark, 25. Brother Abdullah Farrakhan, 25. Brother Sabu Ali Muhammad, 25. Rajan Qadir, 25. Linwood X, 25. Arthis X, 25. All that I call for are 25 until I complete it. Perry X, James C. 9X, William 60X, Kasim Akbar, Abdul Rajid Rashid, from Mosque number 12. Mikhail Rauf, Mosque number 12. Mumin Abdul Rauf, Mosque number 12. Kareem W. Shabazz, Ashbury Park. Wali Jabbar Rasul from Mosque number 9. Deed Nard X, Mosque number 2056, pardon me. Hameen Saladin Muhammad, Mosque number 2. Ordell Moore, Mosque number 1. Charles Booker, Mosque number 80. Captain Suefuddin Mustafa. Belize, Central South America. Brother George 3X from Mosque number 21. And Brother Sadiq Rashid, Mosque number 47. Will you please stand and let's give them all a round of applause. Praises be to Allah. Praises be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we'd like to all thank you for visiting us today. And please give the greetings to the minister and laborers at your mosque on your return from Minister Ali Rashid and all the laborers and believers here in Mosque number 7A. Thank you. Okay, someone whispered in my ear and said, Jihad. And this time we mean the charity aspect of it. I can make that plain, the financial aspect of it. Brothers and sisters, all that you can give, we would appreciate it. May Allah bless you. At this time, we'd like the brothers and sisters to prepare with the receptacles. Whatever you have to give, may Allah bless you. And if you don't have anything to give, may Allah also bless you to have something the next time. I don't know if somebody brought this big bill up here. I guess I'm going to give it. Allahu Akbar. Our brother with us. Mr. Farrakhan. May Allah bless you. I guess he see poor brothers up here. He got a gift for all of us. All praise is due to Allah. Thank you. We all need it, too. Thank you. That's right. And I think I really feel a beautiful spirit here. Very beautiful spirit. Very beautiful spirit. Very beautiful. I know the minister will be very pleased when he come back, which will be very soon. He's with our chief minister out in Los Angeles, California. He was president at the Jubilee. So when he does come back, I'm sure he'll have quite a bit to tell us. Brothers and sisters, at this time, we thank you for what you gave. May Allah bless you. If there are no more announcements and there is nothing to be said at this time, we'd like to conclude with prayer. And if possible, I'd like if our Minister Farrakhan can lead us in prayer and close us in prayer, please. Would you please stand, prepare for prayer?
Thank you. I'd just like to say before I say prayer, I'd like to say to the Secretary of Staff that I'm sorry that I misunderstood that call. When I said, Jihad, I saw buckets coming down. I didn't know that that was the way we do the thing, because we have a jihad financially. Well, may Allah bless you. Hope you'll overlook me this time. Thank you. In the manner that we've been taught,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful, master of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, you alone we beseech for help. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favors, not of those upon whom wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray. I bear witness, there is no God but Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave, servant, and messenger. Ameen.
Sisters may be dismissed. Brothers, please wait for instructions from the officers. Thank you. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.